You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Kelly Rowland returns. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to have you back. We know it's always the summer when you're around.
Yeah. Our little ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
Let's talk Commander. Amazing.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited about Commander.
We never thought anything would ever top When Love Takes Over from last year, but I think you, by Jove, you may have done it.
Thank you so much. You have no idea how that thought that you just expressed to me came into my thoughts on a every day, every hour, every second of every minute basis. So that means a lot coming from you guys. Thank you.
Now, when we spoke to you last year, when Love Takes Over was originally out, you told us that you cried the first time you heard it. Did you do the same with Commander?
Well, here's the thing. I got the track from David and was in the studio with Rico Love. Rico Love actually kicked me out of the studio so that he could write the song. And he wrote the song in like an hour. I came back, knocked on the door, even tried to open it and pull it open, everything. He locked the doors completely. He finished it in like another 15 minutes. I came in and heard it and was like, where are the words? I'm so ready to sing the song. So I love it and I love performing it. Oh my gosh, I love performing this record.
Between last summer and this summer, how much time do you spend with David sort of just generally? Do you go around each other's houses and have a cup of tea and catch up and
some biscuits?
Yeah. Right now, David and I should be in each other's pocket with how much stuff we do together. But hopefully I'll be seeing more of him this summer as well as I did last summer.
Now, we already know you've got a date with him in Paris doing a club night over there in June. Is that correct?
Yes, you are right.
Yeah. Now, is he going to, I mean, I'm guessing you've been to his place in Paris already. If not, is he going to show you the sights and sounds and take you for, I don't know, some typical French food like some snails or something?
You know what? He's yet to do that. But I have taken him to this restaurant in L.A. I don't live there, but, you know, it is a part of America. But basically, it's like this really cool spot with like tapas. It's called Bazaar. Mm. And the food is amazing. So, yeah, he owes me a food date.
He totally does.
And some of the best food in the world in Paris as well. Oh. So he should be treating you nicely.
Yeah, I will remind him of that.
I think he needs to like let you try every type of French cheese. That would be my dream.
So, are you going to be performing in Ibiza with David this year as well?
That is the plan. I definitely want to get to Ibiza, as you guys say. You say it so sexy, Ibiza.
Ibiza.
But I'm trying to get there this summer. I would love it because last year I was there and had a ball.
I came out in July last year and you were doing a PA with David Guetta, I believe, when I was there. And in Pasha. And it was rammed. It was so busy.
It was so many people there. I remember Leonardo DiCaprio was there one night and he came over. He was like, I love that song. And I was like, boo, don't stand that close because you might just get a kiss. He is so hot in person.
Well, you just stood there going, that's Leonardo DiCaprio telling me he loves my song.
I know. And I'm like, you better back up, boy. You're so cute.
Otherwise, I'll leave David to himself and I'll go off with Leo.
He's so handsome.
In Demand.
We're yet to see a video. When are we going to see it?
I just did the video 2 weeks ago, and it's still in production. When I tell you, it is so cool. I love this video so far. It's just so many great visuals. I don't want to give too much away, but it's so many great visuals in the video, from things continuously moving to morphing into different things and to me arguing with myself. It's just crazy. It's so hot.
I did see something online. There was like a making of video on YouTube, and Rico's kind of guiding everyone around it. And I think at one point he does put the microphone to Muto and he doesn't really say anything. He just sort of goes, hi.
Maybe it's because
that would be something that Rico would do. Yeah.
And then Rico's like, Rico takes the mic back and goes, turn the lights on.
I have to look that up. That's such a great moment. I love it.
It's brilliant. He does really well. And then there's a bit where you're chatting about the video. You're saying how futuristic it is as well. And we see a couple of the outfits. There's a little skimpy one, little white skimpy outfit you've got on.
Oh, yeah, that little old thing.
Yeah, and you turn around and you see your booty, girl.
I know. I can't believe I did that. I was like, oh, I love this outfit. Oh, Heine. Okay.
Kelly, if I had a butt like yours, I'd do the same.
Thank you.
We like the black one with the shoulder tassels as well and the see-through panels. And I think there's like a scene where you're talking about the shoes and I think the camera's panning down and you're like, no! Don't look at my shoes.
Oh, no, I was telling him not to look at my toes.
Oh, really? Do you not like your toes?
I don't like my toes. I love shoes that cover my toes.
What do you not like about them? Are they really long and thin, or are they like, is it because you've worn so many pairs of heels? Because I've got like my fourth toe curls over because I wear so many heels.
You feel like you have to pull up and be even more of a lady in heels, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that too.
I actually think it's good for your posture.
I think so too.
You've lost me. I'm sorry.
Alex is sat
there. Oh, Alex, hey, where'd you go?
Just to a different place.
Alex is like, oh yeah, I wear heels in my, you know, off time. No, sorry, boo. Sorry.
Okay, now we want to know about the album. What's happening with that?
Oh my gosh. The rest of the record is, I'm so happy. No, really. Because I mean, I got, Neo did 3 records. Rico did, oh my gosh, how many songs did Rico write on this album? I don't know, because he like wrote like half the record. And Esther Dean and Dr. Luke and the records that, you know, myself and the label have pulled together are fantastic records. I'm so happy. I couldn't be happier.
Okay, do you have a title for the album yet?
You know, that has been the challenge, Lucy. That has been my challenge.
Okay, so we maybe just think of some song titles. Not song titles, album titles to help you along.
Please do so.
Something about stilettos.
Yeah.
Kelly, good to have you back. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you
very much. And thank you guys for supporting Commander. I appreciate it.
We love it. We love it.
Thank you, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
Hello, David. It's Lucy from In Demand here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for waking up, believe it or not.
I was going to say, you obviously had quite a hectic night last night because, of course, you would have been at the second, I'll say, F me, I'm famous night at Pasha last night. How did it go?
It was crazy. You know, I had Apple and Will.i.am to play with me.
Wow.
And, and we were like so emotional because we met in the same club, in the same DJ booth 3 years ago. And, you know, after we met, you know, all those big records together.
Yeah, and look at the success you've had since then. I bet everyone who suddenly realised it wasn't just you, but also Will.i.am and the others there that night. Oh, but they must have gone crazy when they realised.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was great. It was great.
Awesome. Now let's talk about Fergie's contribution on this song. Because originally, is it true that you sort of said to the Black Eyed Peas, you can keep your hands off this one, I'm releasing this on my own. And then she said, please, David, let me sing.
Yeah, that's the true story. Yeah, you know, because I was playing them lots of tracks when they were making the album, and then they say, oh, play me Will, because he's the producer. So yeah. Will told me, oh, play me your album. I said, no, I want this one. I'm like, no.
You're you not know? Having and, it.
Exactly. And then, you know, actually last time he came to Ibiza, he said, ah, can you play me this record again? I remember it was so good. And I played it to him again. And then, oh, okay, let me bring it to Fergie. And then Fergie called me back and, you know, they told me that she wants to record it. So that was, like, amazing.
Now, you seem to have this secret potion almost of success. Like, you've worked with, obviously, Kelly Rowland, Black Eyed Peas, Khalees with Acapella, which is an awesome song, Kid Cudi, Madonna as well. What is David Guetta's secret? How do you manage this?
Well, you know, I think it's not a secret. It's more like a moment.
Yeah.
You know, I had kind of an idea, a vision for like a kind of a different sound.
Yeah.
And everybody loves it right now. But, you know, I'm not crazy. I know it's a magic moment. It won't be like this all my life. And I'm trying to enjoy the ride, you know?
Yeah. I think your music as well, it has this uncanny knack of making people just feel really good. It's
yeah,
so uplifting.
Totally right with that. Exactly, like Getting Over You is also this kind of record, you know?
Yeah.
Because the lyrics first, it was like, you know, I can't get over you, but still we came back like, okay, but this guy doesn't want to let himself go. He's just gonna go party until he forgets, and if she wants to be back, she knows where to find him, and that was the idea, you know. And
yeah. Now, before you go, I just want to talk to you a bit about Ibiza culture, and if people are going out there this summer for the first time, because I'm going to put this in a podcast as well, what All restaurant right. would you recommend they go and visit?
There's a restaurant that is like kind of like a trendy one, but nice. It's called El Ayun.
There's quite a lot, isn't there?
Yeah, there are so many actually.
We're planning on going to Bambuda Grove this year. I've heard that's very nice.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, absolutely. And I would definitely also recommend beach restaurants.
Yeah.
And you know, because there's like in the little beaches, and they have like more like, you know, natural restaurant when you can eat. You have to eat the fish with the salt.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know the sort of restaurants you're talking about. And they're good to sit on the beach. And actually, well, it's a nice place to watch the sunset as well. Okay, David, it's been lovely to chat to you. I'll let you go back to bed and catch up on your sleep. And good luck with the single. It looks like you're going to be number one this weekend anyway.
Hopefully with your help.
Yes. Everyone go and buy it. Thanks a lot, David.
I hope to see you
in Pasha on the 15th of July.
This is your In Demand.
Hi, Kelly Jones. It's Alex and Lucy here. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking the time to chat. How are the preparations for tomorrow? It's a big day for you guys, isn't it?
The preparations are going well. We're in the stadium now, so we're about to do a sound check. We're kicking a football around the dressing room now, about to probably break somebody's hand.
No, you don't want to do that.
No, everything's going good.
Excellent. So what can the fans who are sort of travelling to see you at this, probably at this very moment, there are people on the way, what are they going to expect to see tomorrow? What's in store?
Well, we're about 6 months into like the tour we've been kicking off since January, and we've been all over the place. We're Europe and Australia and Japan and all that, so we've been mixing the set list up every night, and we've pretty much settled on about 7-8 new songs and about 17-18 of the back catalogue over the last 6-7 albums. So it's going to be a big variety of stuff, but all kind of rocking.
Okay, and with obviously you, it's kind of the homecoming gig. Do you think you'll put even more effort into it than you normally would?
No, they'd be drunker than normal, so it's really less effort in needed. No, we got, you know, every show we try to treat exactly the same, whether it's 500 people in a club or it's hard not to. I mean, I suppose it's a bit like a sports one. You can't walk on the field and kind of half play.
No.
It just doesn't happen like that. But there's more lights.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, there's definitely more lights in effort.
And you've got some great support as well. You've got Doves and Kids in Glass Houses tomorrow, haven't you?
We have, yeah.
Awesome,
the Kids in Glass Houses has been doing the last few shows this as well, so they're going down well, they're good.
Now, as you say, you've been touring for about 6 months. What's been the funniest thing that's happened to you while you've been on tour?
The funniest thing that's happened to us while we've been on tour?
Yeah.
Well, it's been all right. We had Javier's wedding the other day in Ibiza. That was pretty funny.
Oh, nice. In Ibiza as well.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
We got stuck there for the volcanic ash. It was a terrible place.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. It was terrible. It was only like 25 degrees. It was a nightmare. Hell, it was.
Oh, my God. If I could think of one place that I'd want to be stuck when there's volcanic ash, it would be Ibiza.
I know. So that was pretty good.
Now, you did a gig last year, didn't you, at Cardiff Castle? Is that one as big as what is about to happen tomorrow, or is this the biggest one you've done in Wales ever?
No, I think the biggest one we ever did was the Millennium Stadium.
Right, okay.
Which, I don't know how big that is, but it's big. but what we tried to do is just try to open the doors of the city, really, whether that's Cardiff Castle or the Morpher Stadium or the Millennium. And, you know, when we were kids, nobody ever came to Wales to play concerts. There wasn't a CIA. We'd have to go to Birmingham or Hammersmith audience, so... And because we're Welsh, the council lets us do a lot more than foreign bands, so we try to be the ones that kind of start these things, and then other bands hopefully come in our footsteps from all over the world, and it gives the city, you know, more things for people to see as well. So that's kind of the main... It's the first time a band's played here tomorrow, so I think that's kind of good for the people of Wales as well.
Kelly, have an amazing gig tomorrow. Best of luck with it all,
much.
And enjoy your summer as well, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okie dokie.
Thank you very much. Take care, Kelly. Bye.
Bye, mate.
Bye.
This is your In Demand.
Hello, Max. It's Lucy calling from In Demand.
Hello.
Good
evening.
How are you?
I'm super. Thank you very much.
And you're now in a brand new band and everything. Last time I saw you was at Blackpool Pleasure Beach with Avenue.
I know, yeah. How are you? You all right?
I'm good. So things have obviously changed for you. You're in this brand spanking new band. So
Yeah. It's wicked.
For everyone who doesn't know about The Wanted, tell us who's in the band and what you're all about.
Okay, so we've got... well, there's me, obviously, from Manchester.
Yeah.
We've got Tom... who's 21, same as me, from Bolton.
Lovely.
So just up the road. We've got Siva, who's 21, and he's from Dublin. We've got Jay, who's 19, and he's from Nottingham. And Nathan is 17. He's from Gloucester.
Lovely. So how did you all get together?
It was like a massive audition that the same management as the Saturdays have got. They put it together with Universal, and it took like about a year to put together.
Okay, now we've been reading a bit about you, and we've read that apparently you've already been partying with the Saturdays, and you want to make them your girlfriends. I think two of them are off the market.
Yeah, well, we'd be a bit stupid if we didn't, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, they're all fit, aren't they?
Oh, they're superb.
So how would
two off the market? No, I don't think they're off the market. You never know, do you?
Well, they're not wed yet, are they?
No, we're all dirty dogs.
Until they've got a ring on their finger and babies at their feet, they're still available as far as the wanted are concerned.
Exactly.
What do you think the JLS boy, Marvin, would make of it, though? Because he's got Rochelle, and then Dougie from McFly's got Frankie.
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty big lad, that Marvin, isn't he?
Yeah, he's quite muscular.
Yeah, he'd probably set his guns on me now. Yeah, she's probably off limit.
Yeah, maybe leave her alone.
Yeah, and Dougie, to be fair, I quite like McFly, so yeah, I'll leave Frankie alone.
But that still leaves three really gorgeous Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, three's better than none, isn't it?
Exactly. Now
it's not a bad lucky mix, that, is it?
No, exactly. It's down to you lads now to fight it out between you.
Exactly.
Okay, now we're going to play your new single. Tell us about the song.
It's called All Time Low.
Yeah.
It's a song written by Steve Mack and Ed Druitt. Ed was on the Professor Green song recently.
And Steve Mack's written for JLS, hasn't he?
Yeah, it was, yeah, and Wayne Hector as well was involved in it, and I think he wrote Beat Again.
Oh, awesome.
Song. Yeah, so it's got a good record, because it didn't do them any harm, did it?
No, exactly. Now, you've already built quite a big following already. Have you been sort of touring all the schools, doing that kind of thing that bands tend to do when they first get together?
Yeah, we've done loads of schools. We've been doing sort of three a day, 5 days a week so far, and then doing clubs in the evening, like, obviously, some of the clubs, because most of them are over 18, so you get the ones where, you know, you sort of get booed and all that. But but the funny, because to be honest, I'd be the same if there was an unknown band and I was just wanting to get leathered. But that a boy band, who are they? It's all good.
It's all part and parcel of it, isn't it?
Yeah, because some clubs, I mean, we did Pure in Manchester and that was wicked.
Yeah.
It went down really well, but it's just now and again we get some lads that just want to beat us up.
It's only because they want to be in a band.
Maybe.
And you call yourselves a lad band, is that right? Not a boy band?
Well, yeah, apparently, yeah. Apparently we've been, that's what I keep reading, that we're a lad band, a self-confessed lad band. I'll take that. We're not that bothered, really. I think most people are going to go as a boy band anyway, but lad band, yeah, I'll take that.
Max, it's been lovely chatting to you. And when can you tell
you
it?
Too.
When's the single out?
It's out on the 25th of July.
Brilliant. So everyone, 25th of July, make a stampede to the shops and go and buy All Time Low by The Wanted. Thanks for chatting to me, Max.
All right, thanks very much.
Have a great rest of your evening.
Will do.
Speak to you later, Max.
See you later.
Bye.
This is your In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand, and tonight a little ray of sunshine has popped into our lives, and thank God he's back. Jake Shears, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time to chat to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk about this crazy new song, this crazy new album. So the song is Fire With Fire. It reminds me a little bit of, it's almost a bit Depeche Mode at times, isn't it?
Oh, that's cool.
A bit Frankie Goes to Hollywood in there as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, that it actually starts out a little Elton-y a little bit, and then it sort of takes a left turn and kind of builds and... hang on a second. Are you talking about Invisible Light or Fire With Fire?
Fire With Fire.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally the Depeche Mode.
Invisible Light is very Depeche Mode. I don't know if you've heard Invisible Light.
I've not heard that one yet. But that's the one you streamed on the internet, though.
No,
isn't it?
That's Invisible. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's Invisible Light.
And the album, it came from an epiphany in Berlin. Is this true?
Yes. I sort of rediscovered my love for dance music and, kind of found my groove again. And it was really amazing. And I've had real revelations there before. And so it definitely, you know, I'll never forget this moment. I spent a lot of time this last year, and I haven't talked about this that much, but I spent a lot of time this last year in Barcelona.
Yeah.
As well. And I've made a lot of friends there and, you know, gone out. But Barcelona is a bit less serious than Berlin.
More laid back.
It's more laid back. It's definitely even a tad trashier.
Yeah.
In a great way. The music's you know, not as... The music's a little funnier, I think, than Berlin.
No Rammstein.
No Rammstein.
So now, in 2010, what are Scissor Sisters compared to what you were when you first came to us with Comfortably Numb?
I think Scissor Sisters are better than ever, but there's actually a similarity, I think, to us now than where we were with Comfortably Numb. I think that's a great song. If any song we've ever made is sort of a touchstone for this whole album, it would be that song.
Yeah. So going back to your roots a little bit, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which you need to do.
Yeah.
And if Barcelona's the place to help you do that, then God help us all.
But it's I'm really proud of it, and it's just all I wanted with this album was to be proud of it and love it, and you know, I didn't want to have any regrets with it. You know, I wanted to be very assured.
I like this quote here about the album from you. It's sinister in a very sexual, pleasure-filled way.
Yeah, it is sinister. It gets, and I love, you know, the record really changes as it goes on. It starts out, you know, in kind of a familiar way. It's very, you know, the whole thing's up-tempo, but it's very kind of...
Yeah, because you're making no apologies. There's no ballads in there, is there?
No, there's not. There's not. But it's, you know, the start of the album is, you know, it's really quintessential Scissors. There's a song called Whole New Way that's, you know, it's sexy, but it's you know, it's recognizably us. And as the record kind of goes on, I think it gets better.
Good.
And it kind of hits the halfway point. And I love playing it for people just because the songs don't stop. They mm-hmm. just, you know, and it kind of gets darker as it goes along. And it's sort of, you know, climax. The last three songs on the album are, you know, pretty intense.
In Demand.
Now, what's this about this movie Body Double that you're a bit obsessed with at the moment?
Oh, Body Double. Body Double's a real touchstone for this record, too. There's it's a Brian De Palma film that I had never seen before. And I was staying with a friend who's got a really amazing DVD collection. And I was just kind of stacking them up, and I took it up to my room, and I just started watching this movie, and it was just everything I've ever wanted in one film. You know, it's got, like, you know, sexy ladies. It's in the 80s. It's like, you know...
It's Melanie Griffith, right?
Melanie Griffith playing a porn star. Frankie Goes to Hollywood makes a big appearance in it. He actually reshoots the whole video for Relax in this movie. It's violent. It's just got everything, you know. And the theme song that Pino Donaggio wrote the theme music for it, it's so sexy. And like that record or that movie really also was a touchstone for this record. There's kind of a voyeurism about it. I love the whole aesthetic. You know, it was really influential.
Great. I want to check with you because. Obviously, being New York is in your blood, pretty much, isn't it? I'd like Jake Shear's Ultimate Guide to New York. So if we were to go, spend a couple of days there. I've been there not for a long time. About 10 years ago, I was there. So it's probably changed quite a lot. It's obviously still a big part of your life.
Definitely.
A big part of who you are. And a big part of what Scissor Sisters are as well. So best places to shop, best places to drink, best places to eat for New York in 2010.
God, there's a restaurant. Well, first of all, I'd say first stop would be my house.
Okay.
We've been throwing the last 2 years. My boyfriend and I have been throwing incredible parties.
Whereabouts is it?
We live down in Tribeca.
Okay.
And it's a bit of it's a beautiful neighborhood. It's a bit like kind of mommy central. It's just like a lot of financial investors and moms and babies and
lots of pushchairs.
Really? Yeah. It's not really our scene, but we throw these massive parties in our loft, and you know, we'll get like 150 people in there and just
amazing.
Turn it into, you know, I'll set up a PA and, you know, have DJ friends of mine or me, and we just throw you know,
who's on your guest parties. List? Who's been to your parties?
Oh, all sorts of people. And that's the great thing about New York is that you just get, you know, there's so many creative people that live downtown and in Brooklyn, and you know, so many of my friends are performers and musicians or actors, and you know, everybody's got a lot of respect for each other, and it's very normal. It's not like, you know, it's not like a celebrity thing.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, people
it's just
are,
like calling someone up and inviting your mate round.
Yeah.
So we start the night at yours.
Start of the night at mine.
We need something to eat afterwards.
Something to eat. There's a restaurant down the street from me that's awesome. It's called Locanda Verde.
And we need a club to finish the night off in, obviously.
A club. My favorite club is gone now.
Because things turn around quite quickly in New York, don't they?
It does. Yeah, there was a club called Mr. Black that was on Bleecker Street that actually had a... There was a big drug raid there.
Right, okay.
And
lockdown.
Thank God I had left like 20 minutes before. Oh, Lord. And it's actually a place that I'd taken my mom many times.
Really?
And I just kept thinking, like, God, thank God my mom wasn't with me. It seriously got locked down and, like, everybody went to jail.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's like, so there was that was the end of that club.
Thank you very much, James.
Thank
Cheers.
You for
pleasure.
Having me. I appreciate it.
Cheers. Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.